Good morning and greetings to each one in the precious name of Jesus. So thankful to be here this morning. Just wanted to start out by saying I was blessed with the singing this morning, and I was encouraged. I found myself singing a song on the way to church, and that ends up being the first song we sing here. So it was a blessing, and appreciated the words Brother Alvin had to encourage us out of Isaiah 40, that the Lord knows what we need and knows how to minister to each of our hearts and lives, and it's not by us. And I thank you for the prayer you had here for the service. I think maybe I'll just start in here with the few thoughts I had. So faith in action. So this comes from my life. I was just encouraged as I've been reading through Hebrews 11, and it just challenged me to see what faith did in all of their hearts and lives. So we'll read through Hebrews 11, and we'll pull some things out of there that kind of some things that stuck out to me, and I'll have quite a bit of other scripture. I have a lot of it in my notes, so I'll try to keep it moving. Probably won't, maybe not have time to turn to all of that. So let's turn to Hebrews 11. So as we go through this, just a few things here before we start. Watch for all the times by faith. There's many by faiths in this chapter, and what the people did through faith. What was the results of their faith in God, and what God was leading them to do. Watch for those as we go through this chapter. I was blessed by this, and I need much growth of faith in my life. I might just read a definition here before we get started. The definition of faith. The Greek word for faith is, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it, P-I-S-T-I-S. It comes from the root word phitho, which means to be persuaded, to convince by reason, to agree with evidence, to rely with inward certainty, to be confident. Faith is based upon the promises of God, which are so certain that waiting for them is not discouraging and acting upon them is natural. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 1:1. So let's just start in verse 1 here. We'll read through chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he being dead yet speaketh. By that he yet speaks, because of his example of faith. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. And we know a little bit, I mean, we can just kind of imagine all the mocking and all the things that went on, you know, through those years where he just built an ark as God told him to. It's just encouraging to my heart. by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Think about the amount of faith that takes. And by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. He had faith that God was able to raise up Isaac even from the dead, that he knew he could. So why would he stumble at that, right? From whence he also received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover in the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assailing to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and Samson and Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained the promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of meekness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Well, and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, slain, but with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins, goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in the dens, caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So, as we go through this chapter, we see examples of men. Sometimes in the eyes of people looking on, they looked foolish. We see that faith moved these men and women to action. They did what God told them to do, or what they knew was right, even though they did not know or see the outcome. They did it in faith. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because he had this testimony that he pleased God. By faith, Noah built. By faith, Noah built. Notice the action. An ark to the saving of his house, and became an heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham went out. He left, not knowing where he was going, looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac when he was tried, even though it had been told him that in Isaac would his seed be called. By faith, Jacob blessed both the sons of Joseph when he was dying. By faith, Moses chose rather to suffer with the children of Israel than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. How often do we choose to do what we know is right, even when it's not the easy way? I know we all do. It's just a reminder for us. It just challenged me. By faith, Moses forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. So my heart this morning is just to encourage us all that even when we do not know the circumstances or the outcome, we are to step forward in faith and do as the Lord tells us, or as we feel the Lord leading in that situation. God will be in charge of the outcome, and it will be much better than if we choose the outcome anyhow. So I just emphasized again here a little bit. By faith, Enoch was translated, Noah built, Abraham went out, Sarah received strength, Abraham offered, Jacob blessed, Moses chose, Moses forsook, and Moses kept the Passover, the sprinkling of blood. Now let's put our name in there. By faith, you fill in the blank, me or you. What will our story be? Can we be found faithful unto our Lord and the calling He places on our life? Just a little bit of a thought here. I thought maybe it'd be a blessing if someone has a testimony, maybe after the service, of just where they moved in faith and the Lord answered a prayer, or just if one of the brothers has a testimony, that could be a blessing to all of us afterwards. In the open time, if there is one, I thought that would be a blessing. Maybe think about that. So why is faith so important? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Point number one. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6, we just read it. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Point number two, we are justified by faith, made perfect in His sight. Romans 3:28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. We all know that when we're justified, we also will have deeds of the law. Well, good, I mean, explain myself here a little bit, but actions will follow, is what I'm saying. I'm not, And point number three, we are saved from our sins by faith. Ephesians 2:8-10. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Also in 1 Peter 1:9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. We are, point number four, we are sanctified and cleansed by faith. Acts 26:18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Point number 5. Our hearts are purified by faith. Acts 15:9. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Number 6. We have access by faith into God's grace. Romans 5:2. By whom we have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So, point number 7 here, nothing is impossible with faith. So, Matthew 17:20, and Jesus saith unto them, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And then Matthew 21:21-22, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not do this which is done to... Okay, this is where he was, where he walked over to the fig tree. Not sure, maybe I missed. Well, when he went to look for fruit on the fig tree, and he didn't find fruit, and said, he said, there shall be no fruit on thee from henceforth forever. And the fig tree presently, immediately, withered up. That's amazing. But this is following that. And Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also, if ye say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So then, another point under that is kind of a sub-point under nothing is impossible. Our faith can benefit others. We see this in Matthew 9:2, when Jesus healed the man that was sick with the palsy. When the man who was suffering from palsy was brought to Jesus by his four friends, we are not told about the faith of the man. Rather, we are informed that the faith of his four friends actually caused him to be restored. Matthew 9:2, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying in a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. According to our faith, it is unto us. So this is another sub-point under nothing is impossible. Matthew 9:28-30. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, right there it is, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. A couple more passages here. Matthew 15:21. This is still under according to your faith be it unto you. It's about the woman of Canaan. Matthew 15:21-28. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she saith, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Another passage here in Mark 5:25-34. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may but touch his clothes, see the faith in that action, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Be whole of thy plague." So, just a little bit of recap here. Why is faith so important? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We are justified by faith and made perfect in His sight. We are saved from our sins by faith. We are sanctified and cleansed by faith. Our hearts are purified by faith. We have access by faith into God's grace. Nothing is impossible. And we can, our faith can benefit others. And according to our faith, be it unto us. So some ways to strengthen our faith. So hearing by the word of God, that's one way to strengthen our faith. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then another point here, through exercising our faith. James 1:3. James 1:3. I think I missed putting that one in. But let patience... Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The trying of our faith. Even this comes as we engraft Scripture and act upon it. Faith must be expressed in our actions. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, "Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." James 2:17-18 is what that was. In God's hall of fame, those who have faith, had faith, acted upon it. By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith, Abraham went out from his homeland. By faith, Moses rejected the treasures of Egypt and chose to suffer affliction with the children of Israel. I have a quote here. I'm not sure who it's from, but faith and obedience are so closely intertwined that you cannot have one without the other. And then a similar one from Charles Spurgeon here, faith and obedience are bound up in the same bundle. He that obeys God trusts God, and he that trusts God obeys God. Again, that's from Charles Spurgeon. Asking, the next point for strengthening our faith is asking God for faith through prayer. James 1:6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So, we know that unbelief is the opposite of faith, and that's, we don't want to be found in unbelief. I have a few scriptures there. Hebrews 3:16-19. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom it was grieved, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcass fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter because of unbelief. Let's take heed to not be found in unbelief. And then another verse here in Matthew 13:58, and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. And then in Hebrews 3:12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in you, in any of you, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So we see there he calls it an evil heart. What is the quality of my faith? Is my faith weak or strong? Romans 4:18 through 25. Who is against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. This is one of the... I'll just continue reading. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He staggered not. He was strong in the faith. And being persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Is my faith tested or untested? This is the second point under the quality of my faith. 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Here's another quote under that. Faith, by its nature, must be tried. Faith untried has no character for the individual. That's from Oswald Chambers. I'll read that again. Faith, by its nature, must be tried. Faith untried has no character, value for the individual. Do I have little faith or great faith? Matthew 8:10-26. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And then verse 26, And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Am I lacking in faith or abounding in faith? 1 Thessalonians 3:10. Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. And then 2 Thessalonians 1:3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. And then the next point here is, am I blessing others with my faith? And behold, it's the passage we read here. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith unto the sick of the palsy, said, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. So a little recap on the quality of my faith. Is my faith weak or strong? Is my faith tested or untested? Do I have little faith or great faith? Am I lacking in faith or abounding in faith? Am I blessing others with my faith? These are just questions that were just challenging to me, just provoking me to continue to grow in this. A little quote here, God honors faith and faith honors God. So, yeah, my heart is just kind of to encourage each one to step out in faith. We might not know the end or the conclusion of the matter, but we know that God is in control and the outcome will be better than if we were. So that just was a blessing to me, a little bit what God's doing in my life. So hope it was a blessing to some of you. I would appreciate singing song number 627 if we could. Thank you.